Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And the farming news across the Highlands is all about the boost that the Scottish Open Golf has brought to the area. The championship has brought an estimated 60,000 visitors to Castle Stewart, and all those extra people will be eating and drinking the very best that our farmers have to offer in the way of local produce. It's difficult to put a figure on the golf effect, as it's been dubbed, but one of our local butchers told us he had had a huge boost in trade, especially to restaurants. Let's just hope they like it and look for Scottish produce when they go home, was his comment. And turning briefly to milk now, Wiseman Dairies have said that they will be pushing their farmgate raw milk price up in order to secure supplies. So the question on everybody's lips now in dairying is, have things finally turned the corner for milk producers? Also in the news today is GM and the announcement that any individual government in Europe can now override the science behind GM. It's added even more confusion to the genetic modification debate, as Sarah Anderson, speaking for NFU Scotland, explains.
The background is essentially because the cultivation of GM crops is a controversial issue, the EU simply wasn't coming to any decision in terms of permitting testing or cultivation of crops. And the EU Commission got fed up of all the member states not being able to come to an agreement. So they said national governments can come up with the rules themselves, which could be fine. The problem is that the report that has been voted on in the European Parliament has left in a clause which says that governments don't have to base their decisions on whether to cultivate GM crops in their member states based on science. They can base it on other factors, which basically means if they're given enough of a headache by lobbyists, then they can stop cultivation taking place. Understandably, there are a lot of strong feelings about GM, which I think we really do appreciate. And the union isn't pro-GM cultivation per se. That said, it really doesn't make sense to say, even if the scientific facts say that this is an okay thing to do, that we'll still not do it.
Whatever your views on GM, it seems as though the decision on any domestic trialling and production of GM crops will be made in this country. Given that agriculture is a devolved issue, the question is now, will that decision come from Holyrood or Westminster? And I'll leave you with that thought for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.